It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Now let's get to Sean Manaea. I feel like such a sucker, man, because I've had a quiet confidence with Manaea when he initially went down. A confidence of, you know what, I trust the Mets. I trust what they're saying. And they didn't do anything wrong here, but it was more I believed we were going to see him in the middle of April. And I even put that little chart out, you know, counting the days and counting when would the Mets need a sixth man in the rotation. And I got it to April 18th. Because on April 18th, if they want to give Kodai Senga extra rest, that's going to be the day they need to add a starter. And I'm like, wow, that's only a week away from Manaea. But unfortunately, if you're getting your news from me, I will let you know that he had a setback with his oblique. Imaging showed he's going to be shut down for 2 weeks. And then hopefully, it's not even a guarantee, in 2 weeks, he can start throwing again, assuming he has no discomfort, assuming the MRI comes back clean. And if all of that happens and Manaea is good to go in 2 weeks, that's the middle of April and you're basically starting over again. And I think the best case scenario is you're looking at the end of May. So unfortunately, the way I've got to look at Manaea and the way I've got to look at Montas is I got to forget they exist. I think that's the healthy approach because if they're available, it's going to be a long time from now. It's a couple of months. And it's a great problem if they're healthy. It's wonderful. Insert them into the rotation. Things could look so different by the time we get there that it's not even worth breaking down what the rotation would look like because we're a million miles away from it. Like if I had to guess right now, we're not going to see him till middle of June. That'd be my guess. And that's not being negative. That's just reacting to the current situation. So it sucks. It's unfortunate. What will be really, I guess I'm curious about is when do they go six man? I already mapped out that the first day Senga would need to pitch on regular rest would be Friday, April 18th. They could pitch him on regular rest and stick with a five-man rotation, or they could go to the sixth man. And the sixth man logically would be Paul Blackburn. But Paul Blackburn is on the injured list now. And so when's his availability? Remember, the Mets were initially putting him in the bullpen as a long reliever. And then eventually, we assumed, if Manaea wasn't ready, he would just be reinserted into the rotation. So is he an option for April 18th or April 19th? I don't know. Are we looking at Justin Hagenman? Like, is that the next option? It probably is, because they're not going to go back to Blade Tidwell this quick, even though Tidwell's first start in the minor leagues was good. Brandon Sproat's first start was not good, keeping an eye on what's going on down there. So I think it's too early for any of those prospects to come up. So what are we looking at if Paul Blackburn isn't ready? We're looking at Brandon Waddell, who did not pitch well in his first start. Brandon Waddell or Waddell. I think it's Waddell. Justin Hagenman. Not a lot of great options for when they go six man, which they're going to need to do by April 18th.
So, Ev, I have a question for you because I do have a problem, and it's not anything I think that the medical staff can do, but I feel like we continue to each year have one pitcher get hurt before the season starts and it drag all season long. You talk about DeGrom in the past. You talk about Kodai from last year. We talked about Scherzer from a few years before. And now it's Manaea. And it's like, you know, you're hoping he comes back in June. But this could lag all. It's an oblique. It's not easy. We were talking about Francisco Alvarez, by the way, with the hammy bone. And we're like, oh, well, when is he going to come back? I mean, there's still a possibility that that's going to be an issue, too. Again, catcher, hammy bone. It's not – he's going to take contact on that left hand. It's going to be a rough one with that thumb. I mean, these injuries, is it just me? But do they take longer than expected?
Well, I mean, some of them do, unfortunately. I think it's just the nature of the body, of the human body. I mean, we were standing next to Mendy back in spring training when we asked him about Manaea, and he's like, yeah, it's all good. He has no pain. MRI comes back clean, and then he's pitching, and then he's throwing, and then somehow this gets re-aggravated. I don't think this is a med issue. I think it's a baseball issue. Unfortunately, you look around the sport, there's just so many injuries when it comes to pitching. It's why having a lot of depth is important. And the Mets had a lot of depth. The problem is all the depth's in the rotation now. Like, think about the amount of guys they've lost. You know, Manaea, Montas, even Paul Blackburn. Like, Paul Blackburn is the easy answer to re-enter the rotation as a sixth starter. And it's like, okay, that makes sense. I don't know what his status is. We haven't heard an update from Mendy. I'm sure someone will ask over the next couple of days. It's just why you need so much pitching. Because guys get hurt, and then guys coming back, it's not an exact science. It was too good to be true with Manaea when Mendy said so quickly, yeah, he's good to go, and he's throwing bullpens, and he may be on his way back. Unfortunately, on his way back may not be till June. And what really sucks with Manaea, we obviously think of him from last year, he's been healthy throughout his career. Like, you look, really ever since 2019 when he had an elbow issue, he's basically been healthy every single year. May not have been good every single year, but he was always healthy. So maybe it's age. Maybe it's the amount of innings. I don't know. You could try to find the positive and say, well, he'll be fresh come October if the Mets are there. I guess that's a good way to look at it, but they got to get there first. And their rotation and their depth is certainly being tested here in the early going.
Well, here's a positive. We have some extra cash now to spend on a new pitcher whenever we need with the trade of Canario.
That's right. Yes, they got cash considerations, but they also traded cash considerations to get Alexander Canario.
Oh, okay.
I am so curious with Canario to keep an eye on what he does, because he had a good spring training. There were plenty of Met fans out there who said, ah, you know what? Screw it. Just trade Starling Marte. Let Canario be the right-handed DH. Easy to say in spring training. Let's see what this kid becomes. Is this going to be a regret that we talk about? Like, ah, can you believe they had Alexander Canario the way they had Nelson Cruz many years ago before he became
Jose Bautista?
Jose Bautista? Yeah, that's another one. But before we had him, because we ended up having him at the end.
Earlier.
I don't know. I'm going to keep an eye on that. But yeah, the Mets traded Alexander Canario for cash considerations. That was inevitable, unfortunately. They just didn't have room for him. It is what it is.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.